Lady Gaga gushes over superstar WHO chief as Trump pauses agency funds. By Simon Kent on April 19, 2020. Lady Gaga applauded Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the embattled director general for the World Health Organization, WHO, calling him a superstar barely 48 hours after President Donald Trump announced the U.S. will pause funding of the UN body over its handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Tedros, you're truly a superstar, Gaga said during the WHO's daily briefing while promoting the virtual benefit concert One World, Together at Home, for which she partnered with the WHO and Global Citizen. Thank you so much to the media for telling the stories of all of these medical professionals and getting the word out about how under-resourced their systems are. The Grammy winner's praise is just a continuation of a very public display similar to last month, when Tedros was effusive in his unrestrained regard for the 33-year-old singer and her offers of strategic assistance to the globalist organization, as Breitbart News reported. The Perfect Illusion singer recently announced that she had postponed the release of her new album due to the Chinese coronavirus. I wanted to tell you that after a lot of deliberation, I've made the incredibly tough decision to postpone the release of Chromatica, said Lady Gaga on Instagram. One World, Together at Home has already raised $50 million to combat the pandemic, The Hill reported. During this time, we have seen a coming together of a singular, kind, global community, Lady Gaga added. This triumph has instilled in myself and my colleagues a true calling to call upon the private sector and philanthropists to commit millions of dollars to support the World Health Organization's COVID-19 response. Lady Gaga was among the many Hollywood stars who performed on Saturday night during the One World, Together at Home special. The event ended with Celine Dion, Lady Gaga, Long Long, Andrea Bocelli, and John Legend performing a virtual ensemble rendition of Dion and Bocelli's 1999 duet The Prayer. The United States pause of funding for WHO was made at the request of U.S. President Donald Trump, who said the organization was promoting Chinese disinformation about the virus. Trump also warned China that actions have consequences. The WHO responded by saying it regretted Trump's decision and called for the world to pull together to battle the pandemic. The U.S. is the single largest donor to the U.S. organization, providing more than $400 million in 2019, roughly 15% of its budget. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.